Yellow cab, the phone said.
He gave the address of the Shell station. And if Carl the locksmith had pegged Arctor as a heavy doper, he pondered as he lounged around moodily, waiting for the cab, it isn't Barris's fault. When Carl must have pulled up in his truck at 5 a.m. to make a key for Arctor's olds, Arctor probably was walking on jello sidewalks and up walls and batting off fisheyes and every other kind of good dope trip thing. Carl drew his conclusions then. As Carl ground the new key, Arctor probably floated around upside down or bounced about on his head, talking sideways. No wonder Carl had not been amused. In fact, he speculated, maybe Barris is trying to cover up for Arctor's increasing fuck-ups. Arctor is no longer keeping his vehicle in safe condition as he once did. He's been hanging paper, not deliberately, but because his goddamn brain is slushed from dope. But if anything, that's worse. Barris is doing what he can. That's a possibility. Only his brain, too, is slushed. All their brains are. Den Würmer gleich ich, der den Staub der Wult. Denn, weil sich in Staube nahend lebt, des Wanderers tritt vernichtet und begrabt. Slushed and mutually interacting in a slushed way. It's the slushed leading the slushed, and right into doom. Maybe, he conjectured, Arctor cut the wires and bent the wires and created all the shorts in his cephscope in the middle of the night. But for what reason? That would be a difficult one. Why? But with slushed brains, anything was possible. Any variety of twisted, like the wires themselves, motives. He'd seen it during his undercover law enforcement work many, many times. This tragedy was not new to him. This would be, in their computer files, just one more case. This was the phase ahead of the journey to the federal clinic, as with Jerry Fabin. All these guys walked one game board, stood now in different squares, various distances from the goal, and would reach it at several times, but all eventually would reach it. The federal clinics. It was inscribed in their neural tissue, or what remained of it. Nothing could halt it or turn it back now. And, he had begun to believe, for Bob Arctor most of all. It was his intuition, just beginning, not dependent on anything Barris was doing. A new, professional insight. And also, his superiors at the Orange County Sheriff's Office had decided to focus on Bob Arctor. They no doubt had reasons which he knew nothing about. Perhaps these facts confirmed one another. Their growing interest in Arctor, after all, it had cost the department a bundle to install the holo scanners in Arctor's house and to pay him to analyze the printouts, as well as others higher up to pass judgment on what he periodically turned over. This fitted in with Barris's unusual attention toward Arctor, both having selected Arctor as a primo target. But what had he seen himself in Arctor's conduct that struck him as unusual? Firsthand, not dependent on these two interests.